Welcome to Torah Imecha Haftorah. My name is Michal Horitz, and today we will be learning the Haftorah for Parshas Chayei Sarah. What happens in Parshas Chayei Sarah? Very quickly, it's a much shorter parasha compared to Bereishis Noach and Lechecha, which preceded it. In Perichov Gimel, we have the death of Sarah and the purchase of the Marvada Machpelah by Avram, and then finally, the burial of Sarah in the Marvada Machpelah. In Perichov Dal, very long parak, 67 psukim long, we have the quest for the second Ein B'Yisrael. Now that Sarah's died, Avram realizes he has to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. He has to get Yitzchak married so that Am Yisrael will continue. The quest is on his servant, who Chazal identify as Eliezer, goes, he brings who home? Of course, Rivka, the next Ein B'Yisrael, is brought home. And at the end of the parak, Yitzchak and Rivka marry. Parachav Hei, it's not the entire Parachav Hei, because Parachav Hei continues into Parashas Todos, but in Parachav Hei, we learn more about the end of the life of Avram. He remarries, he marries Keturah, they have more children. Ultimately, he dies. He is buried in the Marvada Machpelah. We also have the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, when Hashem comes and comforts the mourner. Parachav Hei, Pasuk Gid Aleph, the Gemara says that Hashem came to do Nichum Avelim to Yitzchak after Avram died. Okay. What is the Haftorah? The Haftorah of Chayei Sarah is from Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Psukim Aleph through Lamed Aleph. So it's the first 31 Psukim of Melachim Aleph. So what happens? King David is old. V'hamelech David zakein bo bayamim. The King David is old. He is coming on in years. V'yichasu b'begadiv lo yicham lo. And they cover him with garments, but he cannot be warm. The Levush points out, I saw very interestingly, I mean, it struck me right away when I was looking through the Pesukim, and then after I saw that the Levush says that the reason this Haftarah was chosen because of the linguistic similarity between, I saw it right away, it's right there, in Perach of Dal, Pesuk Av, Parshas Chayisar, Va'avam Zakein Bo Bayami, Hashem Beirachas, Avram Bakal, how does the quest for the new Shirach begin? By telling you that Avram is old, he is coming on in years, God blessed Abraham with all. How does the Haftarah begin? Va'amelech David Zakein Bo Bayamim. So right away we see that there is some connection between the story of King David in his old age and the quest of Avram to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. So the King David was old, coming on in years, and they covered him with garments, with blankets, with sweaters. He could not be warm. So what should we do? Let the king seek out a young maiden virgin. She should stand before the king, and she will be for him a sochanes, an attendant, a cover. She will warm him. She will take care of him. V'shachva b'chekecha. She will lay in his bosom, in his lap. V'cham l'adoni ha'melech, and she will warm my master, the king. And they put out a call. They sought out a beautiful woman from all the borders of Israel. Who do they find? Avishag the Shunamis. And they bring her to the king. The maiden was very beautiful. And she was she ministered, if you will, to the king. She attended to the king. The king was not intimate with her. Now, if David HaMelech is old, who is going to succeed him to the throne? Who will be the next king? Pasuk Hei, Va'adonia ben Chagis, Misnase Veimer, Ani Emloch. Adonia, the son of Chagis, raised Misnase, Midnase, he raised himself up. He promoted himself, and he said, I will rule. Vayaslo Rechav, Uparashim, V'chamishim, Ish, Ratzim, L'fanav. Wow, he is taking galvas for himself, and he brings chariots and horsemen and 50 runners to run before him. Below Atzvo Aviv Miyamav. His father, David, had never rebuked his son Odi on his life. Anytime Adonia did something, his father did not rebuke him. So he thinks, I have free reign. Pun is very much intended. Leimer madua kachas. He says, his father never said, why are you doing this? Vagam hu tov to ar me'od. Va'oso yalda acharei avsham. He was also a very good-looking man. And he was the next in line. He was now the oldest son of King David. He was born after Avsham. Vahid v'avim yoav ben surya. V'imev yasar kohen. V'yazu acharei Adonia. So he has words with men of prominence. He speaks to Yoav Ben Surya. He speaks to Avyasar HaKohen. In other words, he's getting men of prominence on his side. They go after Adonijah and they help him. They help him with what? Ascend to the throne. Vitzadok HaKohen, however, there were other men of prominence who were not called into this meeting and who were not on the side of Adonijah. And Tzadok the Kohen, Uvaniyo ben Yehoyada, and Nasan Hanavi, Vishimi Virei Vagibar, Masher the David, the advisors, the close man, the prophet of King David, Lohayu im Adonijah. They ran out with Adoniah. By Yizbach Adoniah, in order to proclaim his kingdom, what does Adoniah do in Perek Tes? He brings sheep, he slaughters sheep and oxen, he's bringing karbanos, he's making a whole festival to show his coronation by the Ein Rogel. Ein Rogel is a spring near Jerusalem, located between the territories of Binyamin and Yehuda. Rav Soloveitcher quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara explains that the kings of Israel were anointed by water. Soloveitcher says that that's one of the reasons we do Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's coronation day, we go to the water to anoint Hashem as our king, because kings of Israel were anointed by water. Very significant here that Adoniah makes this whole coronation ceremony, Eitzel Ein Rogel, by a spring of water. He's showing that he is the king. Vayikras kol achav b'nei ha-melech u'chol anshe Yehuda avdei melech. He calls all of his brothers, the son of the king. He calls all the men of Yehuda, the servants of the king. Everyone, they should say, long live the king. Yechi Adoneinu Adoniah. That's what he wants them to say. That's Nasan Anavi, however, but Nasan Anavi uvne Yahu and the Giborim and the mighty warriors of David and Shlomo Achiv, lo kara. Not surprisingly, Shlomo was not called to the coronation ceremony. And Pasuk Gidalv, and Nashon says to Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo, have you not heard that Adoniah has coronated himself? And Adoneinu David lo yada. And King David does not know about this. So what happens? Nashon and Navi says to Bathsheba, Pasuk Gidbeis, and now go, I will give you advice. What do you have to do? You have to save your soul. You have to save the soul of your son, King Shlomo. Shlomo has to become the king. Plus a good gimel. So come and please go to King David and say to him, hello, ata Adoni Amelch Nishpata La Mascha Lemar, did you not, my master the king, swear to your maidservant, me Bathsheba, that Shlomo will be the one to rule after you? Did you not say he will yeshev al kisi? Did you not say he will sit upon my throne? Umadua malach Adoniah. What is happening? Why is Adoniah made a coronation ceremony for himself? Hine adcham edaber shamim Shlomo. Nasan says, you will continue to speak to King Shlomo, to King David the king, and I will come after you and I will fill in your words. I will confirm and I will affirm your words. Bathsheba comes to the king, to the inner chamber. King David is very old. We already know that Avishag the Shunamis is the gatekeeper of the king. Bathsheba bows down before the king and the king says, what's going on here? Malach, why are you here? And she says, my master, you swore by Hashem, your God, to me, your maidservant, that Shlomo, your son, will rule after you, that he will sit upon your throne. And now, Adoniah Malach, Adoniah has taken rulership for himself, and the king, my master, you do not know this, and he's even bringing karbanos, and he calls other people. She lists the people that Adoniah has called to be part of his minister, his cabinet minister. Vayikra l'chol b'nei ha-melech, u'le'av yasar koin, u'le'yov sar tzavah. Because, of course, Adoniah knows that Shlomo is supposed to be the king. He excludes him from this coronation party. But look what's happening. And now, my master, the king, all of Israel's eyes are to you. You must tell us, you have to proclaim with not a shadow of a doubt who's going to be the next king after you. And it will be Kishkav Adoniah Melech Imavasav. It will be once you, my master, the king, lay with your fathers, meaning once you die, Vayisi and you b'ni Shlomo chataim. What will happen? Me and Shlomo will be seen as sinners if you do not declare who is the true king. While she is speaking, v'hine odana midaber simamelech, while she is speaking with the king, and Nasan the Navi comes. And Nasan the Navi affirms her words, and he bows down before the king. And Nasan says, you said, Atamarta Danialimach Acharai Vuhu Yeshev Al Kisi. In comes Nasan the Navi, and Nasan the Navi says, my lord the king, did you say Adoniah will reign after me? Did you say Adoniah will sit upon my throne? Do you not know that he is going down and he is bringing offerings? He calls all the sons of the king. He calls the head of the army. He calls the priest. He is giving them food and drink. And he is saying, I am the king. And you know what everyone is saying? Nasan HaNavi says to King David, Yechi HaMelech Adoniyahu. They are saying, long live King Adoniyahu. But me, Nasan HaNavi, and Sadak HaKoin, Ubenayo Ben Yoyada, and Shlomo are not taking part of this. We were not called there. Says Nasan, Imeis Adoniyahu Melech Niyadavar Azar. Is this matter done by the king. V'loho datas avdecha miyishev al kisei adoni amecha charav. But you did not let me know who will sit on the throne after you. Avayan amelech David vayomer, and the king David answers and he says, kiruli lebasha v'kal batshava. V'tavolofnei amelech, she comes before the king and she stands before the king. The king takes an oath and he swears, that when I was making a public proclamation, Chai Hashem, I swear by God, Asher Padas Nafshi Mikol Tzar, I swear by the God who has redeemed my soul from all travails, Ki Kasher Nishbati Lach, Ba'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Lemer, Ki Shlomo V'neich, Yimloch Acharai, V'hu Yeshev Al Kisi Tachtai, Ki Kein Esa Hayom Hazeh. David makes a proclamation. Who will be the next king? Shlomo, your son. He will rule after me. He will sit upon my throne instead after me. And so I will do today. Atikot Batsheva Payim Eretz. And Batsheva bowed down low with her face to the ground. Vayishtachu lemelech. She bows down to the king. Vatomer Yechi Adoni Amelech David Le'olam. She declares, that's the end of the Torah. Yechi Adoni Amelech David Le'olam. May my master, the King David, live forever. As Batsheva requested it, as Nasan HaNavi requested, David makes a proclamation for everyone to know. And here the king has declared that King Shlomo will rule after him. Why is this the Haftorah for Chayei Sarah? Aside from the fact that the Haftorah begins with very similar Lashon, like the Vush points out, like it is very obvious. Besides for that, what's the connection here? I am quoting from Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, who has an extremely beautiful chiddush as to the connection between the quest for Rivka, the new Ein B'Yisrael, and the appointment of David Melech Yisrael appointing his son Shlomo, quoting from the Sefer Mitocha or Haftarot. I contend, writes Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, that the Haftarah was selected based on a transitional pasuk precisely to impart the lesson of proper transition. Through the message of this verse, Chazal wished to instruct us that the proper way to transfer leadership to the next generation, the proper way to guarantee proper succession, is by making active plans, taking action to do so. Listen to this, it's so beautiful. Reliance on others, even on a divine promise, is not appropriate. In Parshas Chayei Sarah, it's about the transition from Avram to Yitzchak. Rashi, to the Akedah, notes that immediately after the Akedah, Avram thinks of marrying off his son to ensure continuity of the family line and the covenant. However, according to the simple sequence of events, as mentioned in the Pesukim, it was not till after the death of Sarah and the actions necessary to ensure family continuity are carried out. Akeda, Perich of Beis. Misasar, Perich of Gimel. Quest for the new wife, Perich of Dalet. From the Pasha Pshar of the Psukim, prior to the Akeda and the death of Sarah, Avram made no plans to ensure the continuity of his lineage and legacy. Why? Avram felt it unnecessary to actively be involved in marrying off Yitzchak. There was a divine promise that the covenant would be carried on through Yitzchak. Avram likely thought to himself, why should I expend energy to do something guaranteed by the divine promise? The episode regarding King David may be understood in a similar vein. King David was foretold in a nevuah that his son Shlomo would enjoy peace from his enemies, would build a home for Hashem, and would permanently sit on the throne, armed with a divine guarantee. It is easy to understand why Melech David, like Avram Avinu, saw no need to be proactive in ensuring the continuity of his legacy. It's an incredible insight of Rabbi Ezra Schwartz. They both had a divine promise. One, ki b'yischak yuchar lechazara, in the case of Avram. And in the case of King David, Shlomo will be the next ruler. So they both felt they didn't need to be proactive to ensure continuity. However, in both the cases of Avram and Chayei Sarah and King David in our Haftorah, cataclysmic events in the family forced a reconsideration of the plan to rely only on the divine guarantee. Action needed to be taken after the Akedah, after the death of Sarah. Avram had a new awareness. He must act to guarantee the continuity of his legacy. And it was not until the rebellion of Adoniyahu and its aftermath that King David realized he must do the same. In both cases, therefore, the takeaway message is, One must act to ensure continuity and proper succession. Reliance on anything, even on divine promise, is not sufficient. It's an incredible insight with a big, big Musar Haskalah, an incredible take-home lesson for all of us. Ein somchen al anes. If we want to see results in life, results in Limud Torah, in Chinuch Habanim, in education, in events we hope to see to fruition, and anything constructive to help Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael. It's not enough to say Hashem promised Am Yisrael is the Netzach Netzachim, Torah is the Netzach Netzachim, Eretz Yisrael is our land. Hashem expects us to partner with Him to bring about the required results. Of course, we can ensure the end result will be successful. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately. But the effort, the hishtadlus along the way, we can't leave that up to anybody else, even on a divine promise. We must put forth our concrete effort to ensure that with our hishtadlus, combined with the divine promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the results to fruition. L'tov lanu, l'ameinu, l'artzeinu. We are in Olam Haza to be active participants in fulfilling the destiny of Am Yisrael, both individually and for the klal. Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita points out that this new year, Tavshin Pei Vav, is the same letters as Shatuf, Shin, Tav, Vav, Pei. What does Shatuf mean? Partnership. We must partner with each other. We must partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the ultimate partner, Malach HaMashiach Ben David, Tzidkenu, Yavo V'Yigalenu. Thank you so much for standing with me. We will continue next week. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day. Be'ezer Hashem. Shabbat Shalom to all. Thank you.